Breaking Up. I loved it when the Justice Department broke up the telephone monopoly. Prices for electronic communications have been falling rapidly since Ma Bell was split into Baby Bells. Now, all we need is a way to break up the Justice Department and cause a corresponding fall in the price of justice. I don't expect to ever see a world without organized violence, but I do think it is possible to have a lot less of it than we do now. In a family, when the baby cries, everyone in the family hears it. In a state, people can die, and most other people won't even know about it. The stability of social organizations depends on feedback. Troublemakers are kept in check by communications feedback. The feedback paths with bigger bandwidth provide a better check on crime. Smaller social entities naturally have larger bandwidth in their feedback loops because the people involved are physically close to each other. If you can see, hear, feel, and smell someone, you have a very high bandwidth connection. The feedback you receive from people you are close to comes in on many channels, and it arrives immediately. On the other hand, if you're just writing letters from far away, that's a very low bandwidth form of communication. There is only one channel. That channel doesn't convey a lot of information, and the response time is very slow. It's a very narrow pipe. As communications bandwidth improves, it's harder for violent people to get away with their crimes because the knowledge of the impact of the crimes is more immediate and more graphic. Television has higher bandwidth than radio, but both TV and radio are just broadcast media. The internet doesn't yet have quite the bandwidth of broadcast television, but it is an interactive medium that gives people unprecedented access to information they can actually use. As the bandwidth of the internet improves, it will have a greater impact on society. The largest and most dangerously violent organizations are governments. If we could end the statist monopoly of force, that would be a big step forward. We could set up a free market for protective force instead of having a monopolistic state. That wouldn't eliminate all our problems, but it would surely be an improvement over what we have now. A smaller government is a better government. Viewed in this context, the dissolution of the Soviet Union was a big step forward, and the unification of Europe was a big step backwards. Every empire known to man has broken up within a few hundred years. So we could just wait. But the breakup of empires and states is often painful. It would be nice if there were a way to make it happen faster and with less collateral damage. It seems that empires go through several phases. In the beginning, they are just states that have some kind of luck. Usually, they have a good location, good political organization, etc. Gradually, they expand to cover more territory. As this happens, the original regions of the empire retain a privileged role, and the founding families hold on to political and economic privilege. As the empire expands, the difference between the power elites and the common people grow. Laws grow in number, and punishments grow in severity. Economic differences between the center of the empire and the edges become more pronounced. Something the common people want or need is outlawed, and a black market is established. Members of the elite make huge fortunes from the black market, but so do common criminals. The elites try to keep most of the profits for themselves, but gradually, they lose control. The prison population rises. The prisons become training camps for the revolutionary army that will eventually rage out of control and destroy the empire. The black market provides the financing for these armies. Common criminals evolve into warlords, and their violent competition for power becomes the force that causes the empire to collapse. As each generation of the pampered elites becomes less disciplined and less talented because of lack of competition, each generation of organized criminals becomes more disciplined and more talented because of intense competition. As the excesses of the elites become more and more apparent to the common people, the former criminals become heroes to the common people, and the elites become villains. The empire collapses, but the moral pollution of empire remains in the form of criminal organizations and a criminally inclined populace. It might be possible to minimize the violence and chaos if enough people understand the process and take constructive action to make the dissolution of the American Empire happen peacefully. Left alone, the empire will break up into smaller countries. different parts of the former empire will go their own way. It happens that way because all the participants in the breakup think in terms of the nation-state concept. They think there will always be one organization in each country that has a monopoly on force. But that hasn't been true for most of history. It's not universally true today, and it may not be true at all much longer. The roster of failed states is rising. In my view, when the state fails, the people win. If you put that nation-state assumption aside, you can imagine a way of letting the air out of the empire bubble with a minimum amount of violence by breaking it up into different social groups instead of breaking it up geographically. In this scenario, the Republicans, Democrats, and other political organizations sit down together and make a deal to split the resources and the debts of governments at the federal, state, and local level. Then all the political parties could function as fee-for-service protection organizations. If a customer didn't like one, he could switch to another option or provide for his own protection. If the Republicans wanted to get involved in politics in some foreign country, they alone would have to bear the cost. If the Democrats wanted to give everybody free health care, they alone would have to bear the cost. If the libertarians and the anarchists wanted to provide for their own protection, that would be their privilege. The price of protection would plummet, and the quality of the service would skyrocket. It would be just like what happened when we broke up Ma Bell, but the benefits would be much greater. Breaking up the coercive empire may be hard to do, but it's going to happen sometime. Preventing it from happening forever is not an option. Letting the air out of the nation-state bubble on a rational basis would surely be better than just waiting for the monster to collapse into violence and chaos. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.